Good evening. Welcome to our annual bluegrass concert here at Hebron Presbyterian Church. I'm Noah Morgan. I'm the pastor here at Hebron Church, and on behalf of the congregation, I welcome all of you this evening, all of our friends and family near and far, friends of our players here, friends of congregation members, and friends of our community. We're really glad that you're here. A couple of housekeeping. If you need to use the restroom, there's a restroom just down the hall here at the bottom of the ramp, or if you go a little bit farther and to the left, there's men's and women's room. After the concert, we will go to Holman Hall down the hall for ice cream and hot dogs. I know that's really why you're here. And as always, the church is open every Sunday, 10 a.m. I'd like to invite you all to come and worship with us so that we can greet you more fully as a community. Hope you enjoy the evening.
Thank you. band just took a vote, and we decided we'd like to hear three or four more of them. Are you with me? Are you with me?
Yeah.
It sounds to me like there are more notes than he has fingers. I do not know how he does that.
So we understand that we're the only thing standing between y'all and the ice cream and hot dogs. So we have time for one more.
Anyway, it's good to be back here. This is the 2024 version of the Hebron Boys, and we've had this group intact now for 4 years. This is like the fourth time we've all been here. That's Lee Dunbar on the banjo. He comes all the way from Eagle Rock, Virginia, and on the way, he met my son, Brian Mueller, on the mandolin. Brian lives in Christiansburg these days, where he's the daddy of my two granddaughters. And of course, on the bass is my right-hand man standing to my left. That's my younger brother, Damien. And if you forget who I am, look at your programs. I'm the one playing the guitar. We're going to start with one called Sailing On. Larger and larger each year. But one of the reasons we print them out is because We like to do new songs every year, songs that we didn't know before we started practicing. So this is generally all brand new stuff to us, and there's no way that this brain is going to memorize a dozen sets of lyrics in the short time we have to get ready. So, but even with the glasses, you know, and the large print, and they're on 11 by 17s now. I think in your programs, you know what the next one is. I don't have to tell you. This is a song and a prayer for all of the folks we know who don't know salvation yet. So we're singing and praying for them with this song. It's called Wait a Little Longer. Oh, I wasn't going to tell you. For material, there's no lack of gospel bluegrass material, you know, thousands of songs, but finding songs that will make for a good program and that will enjoy playing and that are new to you, of course, probably we could do these same ones next year and be all new to you. But that's part of the fun we have, and for the last many years, I put out a call in the springtime. I send emails to these guys. Yeah, bluegrass musicians sometimes are computer savvy. And I'll send out emails and ask them for advice on some songs. And what would you like to do? Have you got some suggestions? So these songs we're doing this year is a compilation of suggestions from that first one, Sailing On, was one that Lee suggested. This next one, I think, is one that Damien suggested. No?
No.
If this came from the...
Sure, yes.
With that band.
Sure, you bet.
Something that Unlimited, what's the name of that band? Authentic Unlimited, I think, is where this came from. It's called I'd Rather Be an Old Time Christian. Concert, and I'm thinking, bluegrass piano, I'm not quite sure. Those of you who've studied this music from the beginning, you know that Bill Monroe, the founder of bluegrass music, actually recorded with a piano early on. It was just hard to strap it to your back and walk on stage. He also recorded with an accordion. Neither the piano nor the accordion lasted in bluegrass music, but we've got one today, so I decided I wrote up a little score chart for him and said, why don't you play along with this one, and we'll let the piano feature. We did this a few years ago with Jesus Leads Us. was it God Leads Us Along?
Yeah.
We did God Leads Us Along. this is Help Me Endure, and we're going to feature Mr. Marcus on the piano on this. We'll play along, but you don't have to pay attention to our instruments. this is all about Marcus. It's in the key of F if you're taking notes. Well, I'm close to it. How close do you want me? I was there.
I bow before you.
write these songs, so we don't make any claim. Oh, you got something to say? We're glad you could be with us. Make yourself right at home.
Would you play the fiddle?
You can add that to the prayer list.
Well, let's go to God in prayer and give him thanks for this wonderful evening. Let's pray. Our God and our Father, we give you thanks. We come to you this night with our spirits lifted by the gifts of music. We thank you for the ways that you have gifted these men, Lee and Brian and Paul and Damien and Marcus, that you've given them these gifts of art, an artistry, a craft, that music would flow from them and reach and gladden our hearts. And so we come enjoying and knowing that all the beauty of music is a reflection of your beauty and grace. But Lord, we also recognize this evening that there are many who do not have glad hearts, but are weighed down by the troubles of this world. Especially this night, we remember those who face catastrophe and devastation from hurricanes and flooding. We remember our friends and family, our neighbors in Southwest Virginia, in Western North Carolina, who have been displaced because of these storms, and who don't know what tomorrow may bring. We pray for those who have been forced from their homes or may be forced to stay in place because of the hurricane in Florida and along the coast. Lord, we commend all these into your hands. We pray that you would send helpers to come around them to work as agents of help and healing. Lord, we recognize that around the world there is much brokenness and hurt and pain, especially this night in the Middle East, in Ukraine and Russia. And so, Lord, we pray that your healing balm may flow in these places and that your reconciliation may be shown forth, that you'd bring an end to these wars and conflicts, and that justice and righteousness would flow. And Lord, we give you thanks for your church, for the body of people that you are gathering and knitting together. You've called us from every tribe, tongue, and nation. You've called us from the highest to the lowest, from rich and poor, man and woman, even slave and free. And you've called us to be one people witnessing to your truth and proclaiming your gospel in Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we pray that you would empower us to walk according to love, to proclaim truth no matter what may come our way, and to be agents of your peace in the world. Lord, we thank you for music. This simple craft that makes a big impact. Lord, we commend it all into your hands, trusting that you can do infinitely more than we could ever ask or imagine, and giving you the glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
as I began to tell you that we don't write these lyrics and we don't necessarily, we didn't fact check them. That's a better way to say it. It was pointed out in this one that when we get into the refrain of this one, my name is Judas. And he says, I was forgiven but couldn't bear the shame. As far as we were able to tell, we did some digging. We didn't see where he was forgiven or asked for forgiveness. But for the sake of musical poetry and poetic license, allow us to get away with this one. And this is not autobiographical. My name is Judas. This is a Brian tune, because the rest of us have to work too hard to sing it.
Let me ride.
Thank you, Brian. We have several songs in our selection today about water or troubled waters. We started with Sailing On. And this one's called Troublesome Waters. Of course, we had no way of knowing when we put this program together that so many of our brothers and sisters would be struggling. And some lost their lives, some lost everything they own. Some lost family members, or they can't find each other yet. Some of them are still alive, but nobody knows where they are. There's no cell service, and no, all because of the destructive power of water. Water that we need is a life-giving thing, but too much of a good thing, you know? So this one's called Troublesome Waters.
Tossing and dashing so high.
I'm confident our prayers will help those who've suffered so much out west. In fact, when Lee arrived, Eagle Rock is sort of north of Roanoke. And when he arrived, he told us he'd been without power for 3 days?
Since Friday.
So, 2 days.
Still no power.
I told him I'd email him some if he wanted. Or if he's a Prime member, he could probably get some overnight with Amazon.
Free
returns if you don't use it all. So everything we sing here is not necessarily specifically gospel or spiritual oriented, but they all have a spiritual component to it. This one is, I've seen the Rock of Ages. I've not seen them yet, but one day maybe. Kind of a sad song, very modal sounding, a little bit maybe spooky. You do a duet with me on the choruses. See if you can't find a haunting harmony line that makes this work. Ooh.
Join us, and words are on the screen as well. Well, I think you need to stand. Sorry. I'm a choir
in foreign countries. Many of them don't speak English, but they learn this music phonetically. And if you hear them sing it here recording, it sounds a little humorous and comical because they're close to being right, but you can tell it's not quite something about it. Just not quite right.
I learned this music phonetically too.
So, we had a song earlier that we sang, On the Wings of Love, and we have one that we meet him in the air. I think Brian sang about meeting him in the air, and then sailing on. This one, I'm not sure, I thought he was coming back on the clouds. This is He'll Come Walking on the Water, He'll Come Sailing on the Sea. So we have another tempestuous song, peaceful tempest, but another one about meeting our Savior in the water. He'll come walking on the water. We'll feature my brother Damien on this one. Yes?
Sure.
Let's take a vote. Damien, sing this one.
There you go. Hang on 1 minute. Okay, sure.
He'll come walking
Some new members, hoping to replace some folks in the band. And one guy showed up with this song, and he played it for us. I thought, interesting song. I think I could do something with that. Well, the band ended up retiring, so we didn't hire him. But this song has stuck with me, and I thought, when we were putting this together, putting this show together, coming up with a repertoire, this one just might fit in. Because we never know who we will touch with our lives. You know, we might be the only Bible that some folks ever read. Your ex might be the only thing they see of goodness in this world sometimes. I'll bet you've got whole books of sermons on just that thing. And how we act when we act regular had better be good. If we're doing it right, people can tell the difference. If they can't tell the difference, then we're doing it wrong. And we're living wrongly. So, this is a little surprising. I like this song. I hope you enjoy it. Three wooden crosses.
To see.
said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher. Gave that Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. And it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. Yes, it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. Thank you very much. Brian, why don't you sing this one for us?
Plan to.
Yeah, there you go. If you're looking for a church, this might be a good church for you, but we don't come back but once a year. I met Reverend Noah when I showed up, and I learned that he was the new pastor here. And the first thing I said to him was, I've been here longer than you, and I'm not a member. I first did this concert in 2003, so this is like 21 years of being a part of you. I was talking to some folks earlier before we started. When I first started singing this gospel thing, I had hair. When I first did the Hebron Bluegrass concert series. And Brian and John Bullard, one of your own members, he stepped away right now. And yeah, there he is. Brian and John and another dear friend, Don Galladay, did the very first one. I think we did like 5 songs. And then for a while there, you know, we would prepare 9 songs, you know, 3 groups of 3, but we knew we always needed an encore. So we really prepared 10. And then last year, we didn't have a service and we didn't have a word, you know, and it was just the music. We didn't even have a hymn sing. So I wrote to Marcus and I said, well, can we do like 12 this year? He said, oh, sure. So I didn't know you would actually have programs in an order, but... So a few more songs than usual. This one is Thank You, Lord, for Grace. place for the banjo. So we thought we'd give him a lot of work on that last one. When we first started practicing, he said, I got a lot to play on this one. They said, yeah, just take it and have fun. This is, use every fret, every string. This is, turn the banjo loose on that. You got to
take my bad muscle.
A lot of notes. It's closely packed.
Packed close.
No. Packed as tight as a can of spam. All right. So what does your program say? We got... Is that the last one on the list?
Yes.
On the list. Well, they might have to sit through an extra one if they want the hot dog. Traveling the highway home. It's hardly bluegrass without the banjo. It's kept him out of a hospital, out of jail. He's one of the finest banjo players we know, but he's even a much finer man. He's a good husband, a good father. And about 2 months ago, he became a grandfather. So we've got one for an encore just for this little white church here out in the countryside. And this is titled, The Little White Church. You could have done that yesterday.
I did.
Waiting and watching us.
another hand. Thank you all for being here. I hope you'll join us for some hot dogs, some Joey's hot dogs, and some homemade ice cream and a fellowship hall. Hot dogs are that way, ice cream is that way. So hope to you'll get a chance to meet the musicians and greet them a little bit, and look forward to it. Come back and look for us on a Sunday.